Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
I was only 15 years when I met my brother. He looked at me and his face lit up for joy. After the tears, he talked about our mother, held me close and whispered, butter boy. And I remember drinking wine and talking with my brother. I had a drink, then he didn't think I should. I told him I could handle it, and I said, let's get another. Sitting in the kitchen in Dyke Street, Collingwood. We take a walk to Fitzroy early in the morning, when sometimes family life became a strain. We stand outside the cellars, greeting friends we knew were coming. Grabbed a quart and walked to Charcoal Lane. And I remember sitting in the laneway with my brother, sharing cigarettes and company. Drinking with some friends we knew, who said they knew our father. Sitting in the laneway, my brother and me. Now the lanes were not forgotten, but the parks became our haven, and everybody knew the park is law. And I see my brother standing on that hillside, and he's saying, F Troop doesn't ride here anymore. And I remember dancing round the jukebox with my brother, dancing to and singing, I can help. Acting just like children in the joy we gave each other. Dancing round the jukebox in the Champion Hotel. Dancing round the jukebox in the Champion Hotel.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to BBM 98.7 FM. We come to you live from Yarrabah for Garini Yalamaka Health Service Aboriginal Corporation NAIDOC Day. And you're at Bolamatti and Juruju. We come to you live for National Talk Black via the National Dennis Radio Service. So we're looking at grabbing some deadly mob to have a yarn about their deadly NAIDOC Day happening today, because I know the big one is happening tomorrow here in Yarrabah. And joining me for Talk Black is Juruju. Good morning, Juruju.
Good morning, good morning.
How you feeling today, my brother?
Good, good. It's always good to wake up a Queenslander.
Hey, we trade that game. I forgot about that.
It's good, but it's a lovely day over Yarrabah today.
Yes, it is.
Down here at the hall along the beachfront.
Which way, when we were coming over, just that the scenery looking.
Beautiful, eh?
Too beautiful.
Lovely. Coming over the range and seeing that range and all the ocean as you're coming through, looking back onto Cairns.
TG.
You know, looks lovely.
And which way, that tide just right, eh, for fishing? Because I remember last year Garini had a fishing comp, but I don't know if they're going to have one today.
I wonder if they will have one today.
They might just chuck it in randomly.
Could be. I know that they have some tournaments on tomorrow as well. Yes, yes. Artie was just telling me now that they're going to have some boxing on here.
Hey, amateur boxing?
In the hall, yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So they're going to have that set up.
Hey, I wish I was here for that.
Yeah, me too. As I was saying, I wish I knew about it earlier. I would have come over and watch them.
Yeah, book that space, eh, my brother?
Yes, yes. Well, that's the thing. There's a lot of events on, you know, this time of year, especially within this week. It's sort of, you have to pick and choose, you know, sometimes. And
you have to skip one.
You have to skip one to go to one. The other one, you know. And it's a shame it's like that, because I want to go to all of them. I want to go to all of them. I want to see them all, you know.
And if we could duplicate ourselves.
If only. Copy and paste. Copy and paste.
That's
I'll
it.
I'll go here, I'll go there and see it all. But they're setting up here now, getting everything ready. You see all the kids down here. They've got a little animal farm. Little
that's
zoo.
A new one.
Yes.
Because they didn't have that last year. And I reckon that's good. Attract the kids to go have a look at the goats. And
yes.
What is it? Chicken?
Yeah, I'm sure they're chickens, but they're... they're some kind of chicken.
That's right. Ruby wouldn't have
they got
look
little
at
fluffy legs on them. Little.
That's right, like they got boots on.
Yes, little socks and that. They got the boots with the fur. No, they're deadly. They're deadly. And it's good that they've got that down here for all their children to come and see. Because that's what it's all about, you know, is them kids in the next generation coming through and make sure they're having a good time and a good day.
Yes, that's right.
And if you are coming down here today, come and suss it out. They're kicking off around 11:30, and we're here until 3 o'clock this afternoon. So if you're going to come down and suss it out, all the families, I suggest everybody come down here and have a yarn. If you see us here at BBM as well, and you want to get on the radio, come and say hello. You know, we might have some stickers to give away or something. We'll find something for you out there.
Juju will give you a hug.
Yes. Yes, right. Yes.
Hug, high five. But yes, like Juruju said, going until 3 p.m. It's going to be a great turnout for Garini Yalamaka Health Service. I was yarning with Ruby there, my brother, but the juice, that we had juicing the juice last year. And I looked at him, I'm like, oh, no juice this year. I'm like, how come? And boss, they just rocked up, setting up their juice. So they make fresh juice.
Ah, yeah, I see it there. Yes.
So they do like a combination of like ginger, watermelon, pineapple, apple. So you can have your choice of what type of juice you want.
I might have to go and suss them out afterwards.
They were deadly. They were nice last year. So we're gonna compare it to last year's to this year.
To this year.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be good then. If you're saying that about last year, I reckon it'll be deadly again this year. You know. And how important are these events that we put on? You know, my brother.
Very important,
for
you know.
For the community.
And especially for the young ones, you know, to see. So for them to look up to us and see how we perceive into the community, you know, helping each other put together a deadly event like this, you know, hopefully it inspires them to do the same for when they are our age.
Yes, coming through.
And they can pass it on to their kids when they're our age.
Yes. That's right. It's almost like that little rite of passage coming through, you know, organising a NAIDOC event and putting it on, you know, for the next generation. Because we always see our elders, you know, uncles and aunties or Popeyes and nanas that go through the committees to put on these events, you know, or coming up with an organisation and they lead an event, you know.
That's right.
And then it gets passed on to the next generation. Oh, well, you go and do it this year now. You know, and see how you
go. True. And, you know, just looking at this year, we are those ones now to pass on that knowledge.
That's right.
Because soon, we're going to be the elders.
Yes, yes. I think we got a couple more years yet. Until we get up there.
I think so. No. But, you know, it's always good to connect with your elders, you know, for our listeners out there. Mm. Always good to, you know, yarn with them because they don't have a lot of time. Left for some. So it's always good to get that cultural knowledge of them and their experience of growing up, you know.
Yes, because they have that lived experience.
That's right.
You know, they've been through it over those many years and the battles and the hardships and the trials and tribulations and that we've all gone through as a people to get to where we are here today.
That's right.
And I look back on some of the movements that have happened and looking at NAIDOC and seeing where it's come from and to where it is today.
Today, yes.
You know? Magical.
It's, you know, the turnaround.
Turnaround, yes, yes. How far we've come, how big NAIDOC has grown now for our voices, you know, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander voices. And this being our week, you know, and embracing that this is our week, this is us, and we're here to stay. You know, we're not going anywhere, and that's we're not leaving this place.
Yes, we ain't. And, you know, thanks to our pioneers that set the path for us to continue on this legacy. And, you know, that's the theme for this year. Strength, legacy...
And vision.
And vision. Mm. So if we set the vision right with strength, there's a legacy for our young ones.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. To have them carry on that legacy of their old people, you know. Because I think when you go and talk to families, there's always one person or a couple people within their families that are advocates, that are out there on the front line, whether it be on the grassroots level or within organisations, you know, and
so
governments. And they're in some way, shape or form all involved with the movement, you know, whether that's coming out and dancing for the day and organising all the kids for practices, continuing that culture, sharing that cultural knowledge, and then coming on and putting on a show for everybody to enjoy, you know. Or they might be the ones in the background organizing everything, you know, where all the marquees gonna go and where all our performers gonna, you know, be, and booking all the acts and making sure that the day goes smoothly for everybody. Or it could be the MCs and the speakers that come on the day. You know, and share about their past or share about their history and share about what they're doing today within the communities, you know, because we have a lot of brilliant stories that tell of a lot of successful young people and talented young people that we have within our communities that are coming out of our communities and going away and then coming back and bettering the communities.
That's,
you know,
right.
And learning that knowledge that we need. And they're passing it down to the next generations.
That's true. Know?
I think this year we'll start to see, and next, a lot more of our young leaders and our young people stepping up, coming into these roles to learn them, you know. And hopefully we, as the older lot now that are coming up, share that space with them.
Yes.
You know, and make way for them to come through, you
so
know.
So true.
I look at it as we like the rainforest, and everything within the rainforest is connected through its roots, you know. And no matter how big them tall trees are, like our elders, you know, and they stand strong and they hold steady to make way for all the little saplings, us younger ones, to come through and eventually break into that canopy, you know, and receive that light. Because you know what they say, once one of us shine, we all shine together. You know,
too true.
You shine, I shine.
And going back on your question that you were saying, you know, one of our, you know, family members are an activist and a, you know,
an advocate.
Advocate. For me, it was my great grandfather, Joe McGinnis.
Yep.
He was one of those activists that helped, you know, our mob to get where we are. He he had a hostel for the students from the Torres Straits where they come and board, and they'd go to school, T-Bay, Kansai, whatever school they went to.
Yep, yep.
So he had that happen for them. For your family, who was yours?
I think it went back to our grandparents. Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff happened within the community. Over here in Yarrabah with my grandparents leading, and I think my dad and his siblings all took on a lesson from that. You had my auntie Edda that was working within the UN at one point in time, advocating and fighting for human rights and our rights, indigenous rights as well. Then you had my father doing a lot of the grassroots stuff and high-level stuff as well, advocating for our rights. You know, us as indigenous people, we are entitled to our rights and to know our rights as well. And he was very good at sharing that knowledge with me and my brothers about who we are as a people, what your rights are, being an indigenous person on country, what you can and can't do, and what you're allowed to do, but the government always seems to suppress you. You know, and he always shared that knowledge of, well, this is how you get around it, and this is the people you go and talk to, the ins and outs, and doing it in a right way, you know, and I think that's what gave me my passion. So I'm the one in my family now, out of my little family, with me, my partner, and the children. I think I'm the next one within my family that is advocating, you know, for our rights, because we are. An oppressed people, a dispossessed people within our own country and our, you know, our own lands, and it shouldn't be like that, you know, and we should be the ones in the forefront leading, you know, and all the information that I hear, whether it be about land rights and us being strong on country, I always tell all the younger ones, like, get into it, you know, go be a lawyer, environmental lawyer if you want to, go be a lawyer within our judicial system, within the courts, you know, and see if you can turn it around. If you just want to advocate on a grassroots level, go and advocate on a grassroots level, you know, go and join all the protests and all the marches, be involved and be in the know, you know, and don't be afraid to ask the questions as well, because that's how you find the answers. The only way you're going to get the answer is if you ask the question.
That's right. And there's no such thing as a stupid question.
No, that's right. That's right. Because it's all about your understanding and you gaining that knowledge, you know, by asking that question. And that question could be as simple as, well, what are my rights? What are the movements that have happened to bring us as one people to where we are today? You know, starting way back with the Tent Embassy.
That's right. And that's back in the... You know, the 60s, 70s, back then.
It's gone way back.
And it's still standing.
Still standing today. No matter how many times they've tried to remove the tents. And
still got mob there.
Still got mob there, you know. Councils and come in, try to take it away. Then all them tents start reappearing again, you know. How good would it be if we was to have maybe one day, National Day, together where everybody goes out camping and we all put our tents up to show how big the embassy is.
Yeah.
Across the nation.
The Tent Embassy, that's a good idea. I reckon, you know, if mob, you know, come together and have, what, Tent Day? Tent Embassy Day? Boss.
Tent Embassy Day. And we all go out camping.
Go out camping.
You know, go out camping, be with mob, be connected, and show the strength of how big the actual embassy really is, you know. Because some mob, you might not be able to go down, you know, down to the old parliament there and pitch up a tent. So I might as well pitch my tent up here and show how in solidarity that we stand with everybody, you know.
I think you might have sparked something there, Juju.
It could. Yeah. Hopefully, if anybody listening out there and we want to do something or put it on, I put it out into the Murray universe. All right, if any little ears out there burning and they, oh, that sounds like a good idea, do it. Do it, because it's for our people, you know. And I don't share it just to keep it with me. I share it for everybody. You know, to go and do, because it's for our next generation. We can show them how powerful we really are.
That's,
you know,
right.
And just that word and the connection of the word when you speak to anybody, you know, there's always that powerful emotion that comes behind something that you're passionate about. And it's something that I'm passionate about, you know, because it's the bettering of our people.
Too true. And that's right, you know, because our people like to share.
That's right. That's right. And whether that's be sharing around a hot fire, sharing a meal, and then sharing the stories then, you know, of those that come before us. And that's where it all starts.
Too true. Know? All right, my brother, we're going to get to a song, eh? We're going to go with this one here, Andrew Groovy Band, Once Upon a Time in Arnhem Land. A pretty deadly song. And now he's singing about Yungle Nation. Once Upon a Time, there was a war in Arnhem Land.
Oh.
So I'm going to cross to Andrew and his band. We'll be back here on BBM 98.7 FM, National Talk Black with Juju.
Oh.
Once upon a time, there was a war in Arnhem Land, killing our people, destroying our land, destroying our culture. Once upon a time, there was a war in Arnhem Land. Yo! Once upon a time.
Got a firecracker in my chest. Light it up and freak out.
Hello, mother. I am safe. Trouble with the snakes. Hello, father. This city is great. You never told me about the middle class fakes.
Ready to freak out, ready to speak out, ready to act a fool. Ready to black out, ready to act out, ready to lose my cool. Any minute already finished, like my ignition is wearing thin. And I flick the switch and I'm at my limits. I'm about that ticket. I take freak out. You freak, so chic, just breathe. But don't push me, cause I'm close to the peak. I'm not a monkey in the zoo, but I'm swinging from the roof.
Please, I'm just living like an old tour. Reason to go by the vibe before chef food central. Figures don't tell them we sent you. Okay. We're gonna need everything back to relenting. Personality, gonna need that back. That way to expand, gonna need that back. Give it touch that check, gonna need that back. No need for thanks. Go ahead and keep that. We keep receipts. You can take a seat. Saying G, this GMT. That's jealousy. Ain't breaking me.
Hey, which way you mob? We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor. Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416. Yendaba napi bamada. Yendaba kachana bamada. Yendaba gadan. Yendaba listen.
Welcome to National Talk Black here with BBM 98.7 FM. We're over in Yarraba today and we got a couple of people come and have a yarn with us. Brother man here, you want to introduce yourself, my brother?
Hey guys, how's it going? My name's Wade Smith. I'm new to Guirini here. We were part of a school attendance team there, but currently switched over to Guirini at the moment, which is really good.
Yeah, nice. And what are you doing? What's your position here, my brother?
Our position is we'll be helping out with our community engagement within the school and that there, all these areas around the local community here in Yarraba, and go from there.
Yeah, deadly. My brother. That's a really important job that you've got, you know, connecting with the community and the younger generations that's coming through, you know. Do you see a positive impact from your time being in this role here and what you've been doing?
Yeah, like every day is a challenge. You know, community's got its challenges and that there, but we're all focused on the kids' education more, where we're trying to keep them coming to school there and giving them the great edge to come to school there and, you know, enjoy themselves and, yeah, just give them a brighter education for their future. You know, they're our next generation coming through, so that's how we kind of process that there.
Education's important, you know, because knowledge is power, that's saying it. That they say, you know, it. My brother. What sort of challenges do you face?
I got a couple challenges there, I think. Just like community challenges there, you know, just a bit of it, you know, you got growing up here and that stuff, you got a bit of music here, challenges there where kids kind of, you know, you got to give them that hype to come to school there and.
Yes.
Get that going. Just the obstacles and like homes and that there where you're just. Couple stuff there, really.
Yeah, just helping with the community lifestyle and engaging with the kids to come in. Yeah, no, it's good. I remember when I was back in school, it was hard for me to come to school, eh? Yeah, some of the challenges that you're facing within transport, education, you know. And then learning their ways as well, you know, like they don't teach a lot of culture within our schools.
That's
you know? Do you think that's one downfall
Yeah, like culture, like the kids there, they love the culture over home here, and you know, they kind of get that little spiritual connection there whenever they're up on that. You know, normally on praise and that, they do a little shake like to a beat to welcome the country and that there, and it's, you know, you're getting more kids coming up week by week there when they do that there. So, you know, culture is important. It's your, without culture, you lose your identity kind of thing.
Yeah, no. And especially getting back to the roots level. Yeah, you know, where all the engagement is happening. Like here today, what have we got on here today for everybody, my brother?
Champ, we've got a Gruny NAIDOC celebration today. So the NAIDOC's today in Yarrawa. So
yeah,
right here at the Leisure Centre down in the Mission area. So guys, if you're around here, come around, check it out. We've got some stalls going on as well.
Yeah, deadly. I seen it. I went over to the juice stall now waiting for them to set up so I can get some juice.
Yeah, need that nutrition, eh?
Have you went over to the little petting zoo yet, my brother?
Yeah, they got, what's it called, the funny farm,
funny
eh?
Farm?
Funny farm, yeah, a couple funny-looking animals there.
Yeah, there is a couple in there, eh? I tell the camera, stay away from them chicken.
Yeah. While licking lips, eh?
Yeah, that's like, get away now, stop it. But with your, how long have you been in your role?
4 years now, so yeah, about 4 years.
Yeah, again. What is your role again, my brother?
We're like, what are we now? Program engagement officers.
Yep.
Since we switched over there, but before that we were student engagement officers or community engagement officers.
Yeah, deadly.
As well.
Do you have any programs running at the moment?
Yeah, we did. When we were back at the school there, we had breakfast programs, we had lunchtime programs, we were engaging with kids and that there.
Yeah, deadly.
Transportational as well.
Yeah.
Find it hard to come to school, we'll go around, pick them up, bring them to school, you know, and have like scheduled pickups and that there too, where we're getting kids' attendance, bringing them up to speed there and that.
Nah, that's deadly, my brother. That's deadly. Nah, that's really good. How successful has it been? You know.
Yeah. Like you said, with the challenges there, bro. We had just community challenges and that. There. It's been up and down throughout the year, you know.
Mm.
So you can't really get it right if that.
Yeah.
You get to a certain point, you know, but every improvement kind of makes your heart beat a bit faster too.
Yeah. No, that's good. That's good. And my brother, what does NAIDOC mean to you? What does NAIDOC Week mean to you?
Oh, NAIDOC Week, it's good. You know, like I think. The older you get, you kind of look at it more like life gets busy and that there, but it takes a reflection of yourself through NAIDOC where you think like this is what you're going to be doing now and celebrate it when it's there, because it's not always there every day. You know, we do work every day and the day-to-day life stuff there,
yeah.
But when it's time to acknowledge culture, I think we should all do that.
Yeah, I think it's very important.
But yeah, it's without that there, I think NAIDOC, you know, for me, it's, you're with the oldest living culture going at the moment, and it's great to be a part of that too, you know, and we're still continuing on.
That's right, my brother. No, it's good. It's good. And what does events like this here that you see within the community, because it goes for a whole week over here. I think Friday's the big day for Yarrawa, hey?
Yeah. The March, eh? Yeah.
The march is coming on.
A long workshop road there.
Yeah. Well, are you going to be a part of it?
I think I might have to be,
Yeah, my brother. That'd be good. That'd be good, my brother. Yeah. That'd be deadly. Yeah. Now, well, you're having a yarn here with me, Jiritu on National Talk Black, and we've got brother Wade Smith here. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me, bro.
Coming on, brothers. We were looking for everybody coming yarn, eh? And everyone's like, oh, wait there yet. We'll go and get someone else. And your name was brought up, so I was like, I'll go and get him then and come on. He's professional now.
Yeah.
He's deadly.
Nah, long way yet.
Anything that you'd like to say for next generation coming up? Any piece of advice or little words of wisdom do you want to give out there?
Yeah, never stop learning, eh? Never stop learning. Always go around that curve where you think you're going to stop at. Give 100% in everything you do, and the finish line's, it's closer than you think it is. So keep going, guys.
Deadly words, my brother. Nah, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Nah, you're right, my brother. Thank you very much. All right, we're going to go to a song here now, and we'll catch you a little bit later on. Thank you for listening.
Choo.
Oh.
Yeah. your hand in the hand of the man who steals the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calms the sea. Take a look at yourself, and you can look at others differently by putting your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. Every time I look into the holy book, I wanna tremble. When I read about the part where the carpenter cleared the temple. For the buyers and the sellers were no different fellas than what we profess to be. And it causes me shame to know we're not the people we should be. Put your hand in the hand of the man who steals the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calms the sea. Take a look at yourself and you can look at others differently by putting your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee.
Welcome back to BBM 98.7 FM. Coming to you live here for National Talk Black with Bob Matty and Juruju. We're just having the welcome to country. And Juruju, who are some of the speakers that just spoke there, my Bob?
We had Paulie there. We had Annie Gwen that come on. We got Brother Man here now coming up.
KJ.
Yes, KJ. Yes, yeah.
Kenneth Jackson, that is. So we might cross to some of the speakers, eh?
I just want to welcome everybody.
So
to
stay tuned to BBM 98.7 FM. We'll cross to the stage for Kenneth Jackson. So don't go anywhere, you mom. We'll be back after this.
There's a lot of stuff in the hall there if you're getting around.
Be sure to go in there and you know, get some cultural stuff or have a yarn with the mob here. So you know, this year's NAIDOC theme is the next generation, strength, vision, and legacy. And I think it's within us as a race in this country that we have all those together. But it's just NAIDOC is a week where we can, you know, identify our passion and part of the, you know, the theme, strength, vision, and legacy is well within us. And NAIDOC Week gives us a, you know, a week to expose that, but it's not about just on the week, it's doing it on a regular basis. And you know, I could see a lot of young emerging leaders here with the strength and the vision. You know, the old people have paved the way in the legacy. It's just up to us now to carry on the fight. You know, they've done the fight through the hard yards. You know, with government and whatnot, and so it's up to us now, as you know, as a race to pull together and move forward. So, once again, thank you.
Thank you, Kenneth. And I'll now like to call Sue back up as CEO, Sue Andrews, to have a few words.
Thanks, Paul. So just quickly, welcome again to our Girini Yilamaka NAIDOC Celebration Day here in Yarraba. And welcome to all the visitors as well. I'm so glad that we could have this day and have the community come out and celebrate with us. As the chair was talking about, the theme for NAIDOC this year is the next generation, strength, vision and legacy. We celebrate 50 years of NAIDOC. You know, it's 50 years, that's a long time. And we still have a long way to go, but we still have lots of things to deal with as well. And just remembering, you know, 65 years of the oldest living culture in Australia. Let's not forget that. That's our legacy. That is where our strength comes from. We are beneficiaries of that legacy. It's the foundation setting for the future vision of our young people to want to be more, to want more, to achieve more. So you know what? Our young people here today, grab that with both hands. Let the strength of our legacy of our ancestors be the guiding light of the next generation. Thanks for coming out and getting involved in Girini's NAIDOC event. Hope you all enjoy today.
Thank you, Sue. Yeah, and yes, everyone, we got great stalls out there. We got the juice bar. We got our elders tent face painting. We got Funny Farm behind us. Inside the hall, we have the well-being team and adult health, RHD team, the youth team doing the photo booth. So please go anyway. Sean and Kano.
Welcome back. Welcome back here to National Talk Back. You're here with Jirishu and Maddie. And we're kicking down here at the leisure centre over in Yarraba for the Girini Yilamaka National. No, this is the National NAIDOC Week that we have. 2025, marking 50 years of the NAIDOC Week celebration continuation within this country of Australia. And a really important emphasis there that Sue was talking about for our next generation to grab it with both hands. And that is very true. Grab it, hold on to it, and run with it, and take it as far as you can and plant the next flag to benchmark where we have to get up to. You know, because this is what it's all about, the next generation, strength and vision, and that's what we're looking for, you know. It's important for these young kids here, so we have our education systems, you know. We need to come in and talk about the curriculum that we have within our country. You know, start by the truth-telling, telling our next generations about some of the atrocities that happened on this land here so they don't be repeated. And also telling the success of our achievements within that education system and curriculum and telling the next generation about those achievements so they know where we have come from and where we are going to and what the vision is. Okay? And we're joined here now with Sue, our CEO for Girini Yilamaka. Hello, how are we?
Hi.
Would you like to introduce yourself? Just tell us who you mob, where you're from, and a little bit about today.
Hi, I'm Suzanne Andrews. I'm the Chief Exec at Girini Yilamaka Health Service. I'm a Jarubuna Babardi woman from the Kimberley region of Northwest Australia, so Broome's my hometown. But I live here and work here on beautiful Kunganji land, Yarraba.
Beautiful, beautiful. And how has the morning been for you? A busy morning?
Oh, look, I rocked up here at 11 o'clock and I just saw all of this. Like, this is amazing. Thank you to my deadly, deadly, deadly Girini team for putting on such an awesome event for NAIDOC, for our Girini NAIDOC here in Yarraba.
And it's an important event. This marks 50 years. You know, of NAIDOC coming up. Tell us, what does NAIDOC mean to you?
Oh, look, for me, I guess NAIDOC is a time, and I know it's only 1 week in the year, where we as Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people get to share all our knowledge, our culture, you know, all of that with wider Australia. And unfortunately, it's 1 week in the year, but you know, us as Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, we should be sharing that knowledge and culture and all that it is with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people
every day, and every we should day. Be walking it and living it every day.
That's right. Mm. That's right. You know, and I think that's something that may come out of this. You know, hopefully, well, NAIDOC doesn't stop for us. You know what I mean? We're black every day. It doesn't stop at the door. It doesn't stop when they finish all the celebrations. We like this forever, and we're not going anywhere either. So I think it's really important that we do showcase our talents, our culture, and sharing with that next generation. How important is it to you that we do share that knowledge for our next generation? What does that mean?
Oh, look, you know, us as Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, we're always, I guess we're all always up against racism, right?
Yep.
Unfortunately. And I think it's an opportunity for us to continue to support and build and build on that support for our young people,
yes.
our next generation, our legacy.
Yes.
We need to support them to be aware of this type of stuff that's going on, but let it not hinder their growth.
Yes.
Let not racism hinder their growth. Let it build them up even further.
Yes.
And continue to the legacy that's lived on for 65,000 years.
And that's a long time. And it's a lot of knowledge that's been passed down to us, hey, and a lot to hold on our shoulders, you know. And I think that's where that strength comes from. A lot of that strength comes from our elders, and a lot of the strength is within the young people that we see here today. And that vision that they've been told by our elders, and seeing it played out in front of us and brought to life. You know, all of our achievements that we've gone through as one people, to see where we've come from and where we are today is beautiful. And a little birdie told me that you're on the National NAIDOC Committee as well. Is this true?
Yeah. I was supposed to be a secret, but I guess it wasn't a secret after last Saturday night in Boraloo, Perth, when we celebrated the National NAIDOC Ball. Amazing event. It's my first year on the National NAIDOC Committee.
Yep.
And, you know, that beautiful night, people don't see the hard work that goes behind that from the committee.
Yes.
So shout out to the National NAIDOC Committee for putting on such an awesome start.
Beautiful work.
The ball to NAIDOC this week.
I watched it live. So all the people that was in there, that was going live on their TikToks and Facebook. And I was like, that's a deadly event, you know.
It was a blackout.
Oh, it was good. It was good. Do you think they might bring something up this way anytime soon?
Well, the next NAIDOC ball is in Alice Springs.
Right, yes.
And we had it here in Cairns 2019.
Yes,
so
yes.
It goes around the country, yeah.
Yeah, beautiful. That would be a deadly experience down in Alice there for the next one. Are you planning on going?
Yeah, I guess being on the committee, you sort of have to be there. We're looking forward to taking it to the heart of Australia.
Yes.
And really celebrate. What does that look like?
Yeah, yeah. No, that'd be deadly. I'd love to go there, you know, because we hear in that media, we hear terrible things, you know, about such a beautiful place and beautiful people as well, you know. And all the listeners out, don't get it whitewashed with all the other media out there. You know, we are doing some really beautiful things and important things within our Indigenous community right across Australia. And I think that's one of the highlights for me when it comes to NAIDOC Week, being able to celebrate all of our achievements and going forward, and just for the next ones, our next leaders coming through. Do you have any advice for them or any little words of wisdom that you'd like to give to the next generation?
Yeah, I guess for me, it took me a long time to get where I am.
Yep.
And get to that leadership position, and you've got to want it. You've got to want to be a leader.
That's right.
And step out. And you know what? You're going to get the hits for it, but you have to step out and be that leader. Good and bad comes with it.
Yep.
So I'm telling our young people, you know, if there are bad times, you just have to be able to let that go, because there are lots of good things about being a leader as well.
That's right. That's right. And I love when you said in your speech there to the next generation of grabbing it with both hands. I think that's beautiful. I think they should grab it with both hands and run with it as far as you can, and take it as far as you can into the future. Because it's 50 years now, and let's see how far we can progress in the next 50 years, you know. Thank you for having a yarn with us here on BBM. Thank you so very much, and I hope you enjoy the day. You're listening to National Talk Black here on BBM 98.7 FM, and we hope you have a lovely day. Come down and suss out all the stalls that's down here. Thank you very much again, Sue, for coming and have a yarn with us. No doubt we'll see you a little bit later. But yes, thank you to all of our NAIDOC committees out there that's put on all this stuff, all the organizations like Girini Yilamaka here today, the health service within Yarraba, putting on this beautiful NAIDOC. We've got some music going in the background. We've got the funny farm that's happening here. We've got the elders' tent and some face painting that's going on inside the leisure center. They have a few stalls that they're giving away some goodie bags. So if you got any of them kids, them little cutty cutty that want to come down and suss it out, come down and suss it out. It's a beautiful vibe, it's a beautiful atmosphere, and a beautiful day today.